holding the rush on Ches and Beis, bottom line. Okay. So starting from the Gemara. So Mishnah said that the din of each matter is benoy benozer. Someone asked the question, my time of the each matter is benoy benozer. Okay, my time of the ishalo. So where does this concept come from, and why a woman doesn't have this power? The mother doesn't have that power. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Halachi benozer, kach nemar halachal Moshe Mesinai." So halachal Moshe Mesinai. That's the way it was given over. Nothing. There's no questions. Halachal Moshe Mesinai is the way it is, and that's the end of the conversation. Rish Lakish says, "Kli lechancha b'mitzvos." The Nazir is Siyog Lepricious. Mishnah says that it's a Siyog Lepricious, so it's appropriate to be Mechanachim. So where says, according to Bierchen, we understand up to the Hachi.
So it's not really like sort of the point of teaching me how to be a Nazir, per se. Not that it's a specific, but to try to teach him, you know, as a more general principle.
It's an interesting point that the Rosh is putting in. Yes, yeah, I think so. So then you have to explain the Morris question by the Morris Akash and the Dorm also would be along the, like the Rosh is going to say that it's along the same lines. It would also explain why Chazal felt this was significant enough that they're going to be Matri Yisurim Derbanan for it, which is an interesting idea. We understand why until the Hachi Beno in Bitolo the Kachnis Kabla Halacha. But according to Rish Lakish, why not the daughter? So the worst is Rish Lakish, because then have to hold that the Chiyuv Chinuch is on the son and not the daughter. The worst is according to Rish Lakish, why not? We understand why not the Dorim, but if according to Rish Lakish, if you feel the Dorim Nami, then the Dorim Nami is Siyog Lepricious. Because the Dorm also are a Siyog. So more says Echanami, Karni Rish Lakish, it includes the Dorm as well. So more says, so the Bisham of Karni Rish, the ability of the Krivim to protest is part of the Lacha. But according to Rish Lakish, where does this concept of Mechah come from, of the child or of the Krivim? So Kesavar, he holds. Kol Kamino the Krevim the Amri Lo Sigmar Mitzvahs. Do the Krevim have the power to prevent the father from teaching the child mitzvahs? Klemer Midlamonim Mechiruch Hamitzvahs. I mean, as much as you, if you're saying that this is something which Chazal saw it was valuable to encourage this ability to train him in this. So how do the Krevim have a right to prevent that, withhold that? So if the way the people around him relate to it, if living in a society where everybody keeps mitzvahs and the reaction to what the father is doing is not, wow, that's such a wonderful thing, is like, what in the world is he doing? Is it, but bizri havi, it's something which is really insulting. Well, nichale lenar, the child is not going to want that. The rosh chamim l'sak and chinuch kizeh shem yishma l'kriba v'yaver al mezirusoi. So if the child is meicha, indicating he doesn't want to keep it, so you're training him not to do mitzvahs. So something which is a chiyuv, we don't have a choice. Something which is not, which is like an extra. Extra idea, if the reaction of the child or the reaction of the child due to the relatives is going to be that he's not going to do it, so you trained him not to do mitzvahs, not to yes do mitzvahs.
So this would seem to apply outside of just Nazir. I mean, there are other mitzvahs that people have a chiyuv in, but I take back the word chiyuv. There are other mitzvahs that exist that people may say, well, I don't want a child doing that, I don't want a child doing this. So the mitzvah of Chinuch wouldn't apply that?
You mean like chumras?
Yeah, not necessarily a chumra, but like a tahara. Like something needs to do with tahara. So you take a child.
There's no chinuch of a child, right?
So say, why would that be any?
Those are mitzvahs of rishus. The chiyuv chinuch is not a rishus. The chiyuv chinuch is mitzvahs which a person has a chiyuv to do.
Right. So it would be the same one. So just like that would be like this. So we're saying that there's no chiyuv to teach a child the rishus.
I mean, we have to train a child. The mitzvah chinuch is to train a child how to function. Right. So anything which is extracurricular, that's not part of the chiyuv chinuch. You can if you want, but the idea of the rush would be correct. If the reaction of the child is going to be negative, so training him something which you have to train him. Right? I have to train my kid to wear pants. So he doesn't like wearing pants. I still have to train him to wear pants. Right. Right? Do I have to train him to wear a tie when he's 6 years old because eventually he's going to have to wear a tie? No, you know, because now it's not the extracurriculars aren't worth the negative result that you're going to get. So the Reish Lakish has to hold the Morse according to the Be'echidon where he's a Nazir deraisa. So the mitzvah of the Nazir cutting his hair at the end of the process overrides the Isser of cutting a person's payas. According to Reish Lakish, how can we be matter this din Rabbanon of Chinuch? I want to clarify. When we say that chinuch is the rabbanon, Chabas Chaim talks about the Daik and the Rambam. That's Chabas Chaim. That Chinuch is the Raisa. That's the din on the father to be Mechanuch is the Raisa. But there's no way to be Mechai of the child except me Rabbana. So we say we're saying the Isra HaKofa now is the child is becoming Mukif. Somebody's being Makif him, and that'll be the Raisa. But when we say that we use the lashon as the rabbanon, means the chiyuv and the child is the rabbanon. And that's the more in multiple places. The more it says the child benches, he's only chayv mi rabbanon to bench, right, etc. So the more it says the Reish Lakish has to hold a kavas called rosh loshma hakafa. The mikri hakafa hamasharet stov lachari oznov. So the word hakafa is it's like a circle. Like a kafis, you have on the simplest Torah, you're going around in a circle. That's what a kafis is. So when you make the hair circular, which means the person's forehead, you draw a straight line from the forehead to the hair above the ear. That basically gives you a circular type of a cut around the head. So you take the temples and you make them you cut the hair off and you make it parallel to the what's behind the ear. That's hakafa. But if you cut off all of the hair, there's nothing there. There's no hakafa. The word says, "How can you bring the kabbonis? It's kulam bazar." So he has all kasar kulam shenishu bazar lav the raisa. Was that the rush? Now we discussed the issur kulam bazar in two contexts. One is there's an issur to be makar of the korban, and one is an issur to eat it. So he holds both are not the raisa, bein hakrivosin and bein achilosin. The mashal they're called the nazir love, and we're karbonah nechel. We're giving him a full din of a korban, a full din of a nazir, which means his karbonas are brought and they're eaten. So he has to hold that. Now some say that this phrase kulam azar love the rice is a repetition, which is not necessary. So v'arlo b'shlamim yikruvu nadava. So the arlo and the shlamim, those can be brought under the raisa level, because even though they're not a chiyuv mitzad the nazir, he's not really a nazir, you can be makar of those as nadavas. The challenge is the korban chatas. The chatas really is chulin. According to Rish Lakish, Midaraisi is not a nazir, so this chatas is not really a chatas. It's an animal which is chulin. So the lach is v'yizrak hadam l'shem mayim, so that you're supposed to be zarek the dam as if it wasn't blood. So you're not over the iser of being zarek the dam on the mizbeach. Murim yakter l'shem etzim, and you're makter they murim as if they were etzim. There was there going to be the fuel. Kriblazer the amr evori chatas shinizarba evori oila. So where do you find such an idea? So the oila, the whole animal is cut up. You take off the hide of the animal, the or, and you cut the animal into, there's a lock of how many pieces you cut it into, and you put those pieces on the mizbeach. You burn them by a chatas. Or by shlomim or osham, so certain specific items are put on the parts are put on the mizbeach, the chaylev, the kloyus, the with the chaylev, etc. And the meat is eaten. But if there was a scenario where they cut up a chatas to take it to eat it, and then it got mixed up with the very oil, so what do? So you put all of it on the mizbeach. Yalu l'shem etzim. So you put up these items on these beach, and with intent to be that they should be fuel. So you're not over the Isser putting them on these beach, the evorichatas. And there's a different gemara which says when nisar b'dam chaya, if dam of a korban got mixed up with dam of a chaya, yutzel l'shem mayim. Okay, so that's how we would be makir, but without being over any yisurim. Now, b'lechem, there's also lechem which comes with the korban. So, as much as you're being makdish as a korban, so ochel b'pidyon, you'd be part of it before you eat it. And this way, you wouldn't have any question of the yisur of eating the lechem. So the Mora says, okay, what about a korban tuma? If the child becomes tameh, he has to be a korban tuma. So the Mora says, Shemachi ki nitma ma'isi korban b'yerchon ki nitma ma'isi tziparim t'chol mishpat nazir alav, because he's considered a nazir, and therefore he's able to bring the korban tuma. According to Rish Lakish, how can he bring the korban? He'll say shkita life min atara. So he's doing malika, and we're eating it now. So moral day shkita life min atara. Vein tzarach ki im nechira shiyotzi adam derech simanim. We need to cut through to make sure that the blood comes out. So you can accomplish that without shchita, just by cutting it through. So malika cuts it through as well. So we fulfill the responsibility that a person has made a term. Okay, so that's where we're at. In the Gemara. Is that the Gemara? So we're holding about 10, 11 lines up. Towards the end of the line. So the Mora said that we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a shkita life min haTorah, and that's Rish Lakish holds like that, and Rish Lakish, you already said before, holds Kulam Azor Alav Daraisa, so you don't have a problem because of the Isser of bringing Kulam Azor, we don't have the problem of eating him, having the kind eat the bird, which was the chatas bird, which was only had malika, which is not a shkita, because it's shkita life min haTorah. The Mora says, "With some Rabbi Yossi Hachi, is that true that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda holds ain shkita life min haTorah?" But Tanya, we have a different brayso which says Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda Omer Menayin lechatas oiv shehibo al asafik. So in the case where a person is a safik, a zov or a zava or a yoledes, so a woman gave birth to something which we're not clear that it has a status of a halachic status of birth, that therefore she's considered a yoledes. which the Yulanis has to bring a set of Kribonis at the end of a period of time. She has to bring Kribonis, so she could bring. So the oila is never a problem. It's a chatas and an oila. She brings a pair of birds, a chatas and an oila. So oila, you bring us an adov. So she could say, if I'm your lettuce, I'm bringing this as my chiyuv for my chiyuv oila. If I'm not, so it'll be an adov. But chatas is never brought by an adov. But there's a locha that even though you can't bring it, you should not be able to bring a chatas misafik. The Yochum has earned the rights, you can't bring a chatas misafik. By oif, there's a locha that you can bring a chatas oif boal a safik. Even in the situation of safik, you're allowed to bring the chatas. But you can't eat it. It's not eaten because the mice, you did malika and it's asked to eat it. Well, why is it asked to eat it? You just told me it's the life minatara. So Bresh Rehuda says, how do I know that you can't eat it? Tamalarmer, Hazov es zovo la zachar berlan nekeva. So makish nekeva la zachar. So we're equating the Zachar and the Nekeva together in the Pasuk. A Hekesh is when you have two things written together in the same Pasuk. That's called a Hekesh. The Torah is equating them. Ma Zachar may be Korban HaLevadim. Now Zachar over here is being used over here in the almost in the generic sense. I mean, a person will bring Korbanos of Achatas of Afravadai. So Af the Keva may be a Korban HaLevadim. So just like a person is over the Isser of Chalev, Dam, one of those things, in the case of a Shargeg, he brings a Korban. So, and the Keva does that as well. Furthermore, Mazachar may be Allah Safik. Afin the Keva may be Allah Safik. So the first point you don't really need a Hekesh for. But the next step is in a case where a person is not sure if he ate chaylev. So the Torah says there's a karma for that also. That's the karma called Oshem Toloi. A person is not sure if he was over an iser which is chay v'chatos. There was two pieces of fat in front of him. One of them was the permitted fats, the Shuman, and one of them was Chalev, which is a Chi of Chorus. He's not sure which one he ate, and then the other one got destroyed. So that's, according to everybody, that's Chayev, a Oshem Toli. So after the Kevin Mavila Suffolk. Okay. Umazach, Mimin Shu, maybe Alavadai, maybe Ala Suffolk. Okay, so now the step we want to get to that we bring the same type of korban, an animal, for the vadai. You also bring an animal for the Safik. So the Keva with her key of Korban by your lettuce or by a Zova, that the same animal that you, the same item that you bring for the Vadai, which is a bird, you bring for the Safik, you bring a bird also. So here we're seeing that you bring, this is how we know that there's a din of bringing a chatas of a ball of Safik. The case where she's supposed to bring a bird, she'll bring it even in the case of Safik. Now, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda is talking, and the Brisa says, Ima Zachar, maybe Karban Benechel, that Karban that you bring in the scenario of a Safik, the Ashram Toli is eaten. So Af the Keva Mavia Korban Benechel. So the Keva, meaning the case of the Yoletis, who's bringing this bird, the Chatas Oif, in a situation of Safik, it should be eaten just like the Korban brought for the Safik. Again, Zachar meaning the average, any person, it really includes women as well, right? That Korban which is brought over there, the Ashram Toli is eaten. So this woman-specific korban that we're talking about for the lettuce and for the zava, which is the bird, she bring in the chatas oif in a situation of suffix, it should be eaten as well. That's what we should say. So Martha. So we say the following. Loim and Martha bezacher, that the just because you were willing to accept this, no, Amarta lo. So we say no. You say no. Why? Because even Amarta, if you're willing to say this by the zacher, shekain iser echod. A tamer bin the kevah shishnei yisurim. So theoretically we're bringing the carbon osham tolui because of the suffix. There's the element, as it were, but maybe nothing happens, so it's like you don't really need the carbon. So there's an element of almost kulam bazora, but okay, we override that iser and we let you bring the carbon and we let you eat it. But are you going to then extend it to the scenario of the bird, which together with the kulam bazora issue, because maybe she's not really a lettuce and there's no need for this bird. There's also the fact that this is there's no shkita because it only had malika. So Mora says, my shnei yisurim, what two yisurim are we talking about? Lav aren't the two yisurim isur nevela v'kulam bazora. So you see that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that yesh shkita loif min haTorah. And therefore, there's two yisurim over here. So how can you tell me that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda shita is ein shkita loif min haTorah? Okay. Somewhere says that Medilma Mechayev Aleh Mishum the Mischazi could train Yisurim Mirabana. So this the Brisa, which is saying that you don't do it, is not because on the Brisa level it's a problem. But now Mirabana Chazal Mechayev Shchita. So it looks like two Yisurim. There's a gear of a Dilma train Yisurim Rabbanan. I'm not sure where what that phrase is doing. The Mechzi Kibes Yisurim Rabbanan. Okay, so the part of the Braisa which is saying that we're learning out there's a din of chatas of a bala sofik, that's a din deraisa that you bring it even though it's a sofik. But that which we're saying it's not necheles, that's a din derabbanan. Okay, let's see the rush. Halachah Garsinan, Halachah Garsh Rabbeinu Chananel, I have the words Rabbeinu Chananel in brackets. Of a sovereign law to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, but Tanya Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you're saying he holds Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. We have a Bryce who says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is Omer. V'halkin Pirusha. Rabbi Yosef Barachanina. Rabbi Yosef Barachanina is the one who quoted him in the name Reish Lakish. So don't get confused with that. Ashkan Tana the Sabra Kibosei. So Rabbi Yosef Barachanina's version of what Reish Lakish said will work with Tana X that says like him. The Mora says, okay, the Mi'ol Ometzino, the Islay, the Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, Hachi. Okay, I'll accept that there's a Tana out there which holds Ein Shchita Loif Min haTorah, but don't say it's the Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. That's not so. Okay. Now we're going to bring a Gemara number Beis. That Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, "Achigil oinas den dorim." Okay. Why am I doing this? We should really do this next piece of Gemara first. Then we get stuck with the whole Gemara. Okay, the Gemara on the base, the Gemara brings a braisa that suggests that this machlokas to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who are Amoraim, is really machlokas to Noyim. This halakha, the father can be madras b'nai b'nazir. When does it stop? So Rabbi says it stops when he becomes bar mitzvah. When he brings station two saras. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, once he reaches Oinas the door. So there's then this is the derisa, so that even though for most mitzvahs, the vast majority of mitzvahs, the age of derisa maturity is at 13 years plus physical maturity. There's one exception, and the exception is regards to the luchos of Nedarim. That a boy reaches the age of halachic maturity for Nedarim at the age of 12, not the age of 13. So as of the age of 12, the son now is, Nedarim are deraisa for him. He says, no, din chinuch anymore.
For anything that is particular mitzvahs,
Nedarim. If he wants, he makes it out of that he's going to do X or Y. He now has the key of the rights to fulfill that. 11.
Like a year before.
Right, and there is a condition. The Moor says that he has to be understand what he's done. An adult says that we automatically assume that it's binding automatically. Over here, we check this. Do you understand what you did? You know, we sort of discuss with him what he did. If it's clear that they understood it, it's binding on the Raisa level. So the Moor says, so according to the Rebbe, Salacha Moshe Sinai goes until he's bar mitzvah. That's how the Salacha Moshe Sinai was said. But according to Reish Lakish, Reish Rakhina, the name Reish Lakish, it's the Rabbanon for Chinuch. So obviously it ends once the mitzvah the Raisa starts. So once he turns 12, there's no more of the father being mother. So the Moor said, that's the Machlokes is Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is the Machlokes and Reish Lakish. So Zot Rebbe, yeah, fine. If you want to tell me that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda supports Reish Lakish and he holds that it's going to be because of the chinuch, I got that. I'll accept that part of it. But that which you're saying that Reish Yehuda holds and she's left in a Torah, that we see clearly he doesn't hold that. So Asher Tanu Tzavar Kavod say, yes, the Tanu supports you. Miyolo Matzina the Isla the Rebbe Yehuda the Reish Yehuda Haki. That which you're ascribing to him now, that he sees the life in the Torah, that's not true. Ella, you're right. That much, I mean, the cover of some of the Ish Madr Benoy Benazir Achigil and Astadorim. Betray Lishni Aminan the Israel Kilakhatkhama Mitzis. We can assure Al Karha ain't she's life in a Torah. But then the fact that we're going to say in Mabeis that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds like Reish Lakish, we're going to have all the questions which we have in Reish Lakish, we have in Reish Yehuda. Why not a girl? You know, what about Nedarim? Etc., etc., etc. And we're going to finally get to this question, what's with the Shkita? And we're going to have to say he holds that she's life in a Torah. Okay? So when we said it before, Kasar Reza Rehuda and Shindarf in the Torah, it's not because we have Reza Rehuda on record anywhere saying that, because there's no such thing as Reza Rehuda ever said that. Like, we're going to prove in a minute he says the opposite of that. But we're going to say it because, well, he's Reish Lakish. He's the same approach as Reish Lakish. And the same way we're forced to Reish Lakish to say that, so we're saying Reza Rehuda holds that. Now we're saying we have a Bryce, so Reb Yehuda says not like that. So there has to be a machloek is what Reb Yehuda said. If he says this, he doesn't say we're quoting it on him on Amar Beis. So that's Trei Lishni, he says. So according to what the Bryce says on Amar Beis, the Reb Yehuda says till a Nasadorim, he has to hold ain't she the life in the Torah. And this Bryce is not correct. According to this Bryce, that Bryce is not correct. That's the Ben Ochanan Gersa. So the Rosh, I'm not sure what I think what happened is that the Ben Hal took out the whole phrase. All those words, they should talk about a term, Chulam Mazur Lav Deraisa, he took out. He went straight from Kasabra Kiresha Behuda, Kasabra Kiresha Behuda, Haki Batanya. In other words, the way we have the Gemara, he holds like we're saying like this. He holds like Reza Yehuda, and there's somewhere out there that Reza Yehuda said, "And she's life in a term." So there's no such thing. It's not out there. So the correct way of saying it is: listen, we know the holding like Reza Yehuda, like we're going to quote the Bryce of Bates. So he has a Tana, so who supports him? And yes, both. Now we're going to deduce that both of them hold, "And she's life in a term." The Morse says, "Really? We got a Bryce of Reza Yehuda says." Explicitly, Yeshki's life in a Torah. It's a McClunkus Bryce. That's how he's. But he takes out. There was the phrase as written sounds like what the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yehuda is on record as saying X. That's not true. He's not on record. So the Rosh, you don't have to do that. They start limchukas toram. The Rabbi Yehuda Shayamara Tamida Shal Rabbi Yochanan Ha Yekidisim Sanhedrin. The Rabbi Yochanan Samchei the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina. So there's a gears like this in the Gideon. The Tzarech Lerman, the Reish Rechinina, the Shmait and Tana Hoya. Shrei Reishim and Lakish, Amr Mishmoy. Reish Rechinina, Shayamara was a different one. And he's changing the gears over here. Not Reish Rechinina, the name of Reish Lakish, but Reish Lakish is the name of Reish Rechinina. If you look back before on Chachesim Beis on the bottom line, there's a Gilead which says, turns it all the way around. It's not Reish Lakish, Reish Rechinina, the name of Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish, the name of Reish Rechinina. There was two Reish Rechininas. One was a Tana, one was an Amar. So I'm still not sure 100% exactly what was the gear set that they were he's protecting. So the Rosh thing is about Tanya Resh Rachanina Minayin L'Yuchat Adoyif Shabol HaSavik Shena Nechelis. So now it's not a Resh Rabbi Yehuda, it's about Tanya Resh Rabbi Yehuda, but it's about Tanya Resh Rabbi Rachanina. How do you have the life of all the Suffolk chain in the Kellis? Because it's Suffolk Zabba Miletis. Now, besides Kasha, the Menashe, the Pshitalei, the Bola Suffolk, El, the Maisi Kroh, then in the Kellis. The flow is, he's clear that you bring the Korban, but he's proving that you don't need it. Now, the Bryce really brings into question whether you can bring the Korban or not either. But Tzarech Lerman, the Sefer, the Milsa, Nakad, the Kulei Asim, Mehachkra. That's how we're going to come out of the Maskana. So we're come out that you bring it, but you don't eat it. So, but you're right. Everything really is up for discussion. So that a woman brings a carbon just like a man, that we know that. There's no positive, no need for positive. That we know that women and men are equal for all dinim of the Torah. But since later on we're going to get to a point where there's a difference, we keep stressing that this is the same, etc. So maybe carbon alasafik ashem toli. So after the keva mavia, she'll bring her carbon alasafik. Carbon the shayach in the keva, a carbon which is women specific. V'loy bezacher, which is that your lettuce, only women give birth. So she can bring an alasafik mavia. She can bring it for safik as well. So you bring it as the same type of thing. Min shumavi alavadai shumavi tatus behem. He brings an animal. Maybe alasafik ashem toli behem. Now they're not the same. An ashram is a ram, and it's already it has to be at least a year old, 13 months, and a katas is either a kispa or a seira. It can be even a goat. It doesn't be a sheep. But even if it's a female, and it has to be under the age of a year. So, but they're both. The point they're saying they're both animals. After the cave, mevia oif alasavik kamar elavade. So by the woman also, just like by the case of the average scenario, you bring the same type of a corbin. You bring an animal. So the woman who's her corbin specific for women, your lettuce, brings a bird. She brings a bird by a suffix also. Should you eat it? No. So by the regular korban, it's only one issur. Shkein issur echad. Safek kulan bazara. Maybe there's no need for the korban. So it's like almost like maybe it's kulan bazara. But a keva ika safek sheni shnei issur kulan bazara umalikas nevela. So you see that he's saying that there's requirement of shechita. So Mora says the mechzik kibezi serum drabonim. It's the point of the brisa is that it's drabonim. So the rush, a tema. This is very strange. The chara mashu, the shina, the rush of gemura. The flow of the brisa is at the brisa level. Brisa is discussing drushes of a posik. The keisha kadorish. Because it's a hekesh. A hekesh is a deraisa din. Furthermore, v'chein kai malam v'chulei tamuda the chatas ha'oif bo'al ha'sofik filaman the islay yesh shkita lo'if min ha'tara, that you can still bring a chatas ha'oif bo'al ha'sofik v'hechi parich mi'isud rabonot. So I think that should be a kuf, not a chaf. The drasha gemura he the chatas ha'oif bo'al ha'sofik. Yes, the part that we're saying that you can bring the chatas ha'oif even though it's a sofik, even if you hold there's an issachul bazar the raisa, chatas ha'oif bo'al ha'sofik is then the raisa. The pasuk tells me you override that and you bring it anyway. But what we're saying now, but the halacha whether it's eaten, so if you hold yesh shechita lo'if min ha'Torah, so we're saying on the raisa level you can't eat it. If you hold ein shechita lo'if min ha'Torah min ha'raisa, you can eat it. The Chazal said no. Okay. Right. Yeah. Let's see that price we mentioned before. And we just mentioned. And Mose Madre Spirei Benazir. So when does the power of the father to be Madre the son Benazir? So when does that extend? So according to the Rebbe, until he reaches the halachic physical maturity, halachic physical maturity. Only when he reaches the Nasador. So my love, isn't this the argument? Tanohi, the Rebbe Saver Halacha Ibn Ozer. Valva gav the Gila Nasadorim. So even though the Gabi Nadorim, Nozer in the door is a form of Nadorim, he's now his own man. So the halacha, which we've seen, it was said to continue. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Domer Achigil, and Nasadorim, Sober, Kenei, Lechan, Chama, Mitzis. Kibin, the Lavak, Marishu, say, regards to the Dorim, he's no longer under the father's responsibility, because now he's an adult, regards to that. Suloi, Mechayev, there's no Chinuch anymore. So that, this argument, which we're having, Tidur, Rech, Mishlok, it seems to be, Mechlokas, Tanoyim. They both could agree that it's halacha moshe mesina. The concept of a child making an adorim is referred to the Gemara as mufla hasamach leish. That samachly he's near to the state of halachic maturity. He's a year beforehand, and he's mufla means that he's we touched on the pasuk lashon of Pella, but the idea of nedorim is used in the Torah multiple places. A lashon of Pella. Rambam actually calls the name of the section of the his Mishnah Torah deals with nedorim, nozer, etc. is called hafla. So mufla means he's extraordinary in regards to this halach. He's extraordinary that once he's samach leish, you can make nedorim. Is that a derais or not? Rebbe Sabbath was samach leish is drabanon. So halach moshin is derais. What's the derais? The drabanon. The derais did of halach moshin mesina overrides the drabanon of mufla samach leish. Rebbe Sabbath was samach leish is derais. Okay. One version. The boy same. Another way to learn that the kuli alma can lechanch them a mitzvah. They both can learn like Rish Lakish's approach. And move us some aglish is the rabbanon he. So Rabbi Sarver also chinuch the rabbanon, but dachi mufla some aglish the rabbanon. So your key of chinuch the rabbanon continues even though on a rabbanon level he no longer has he's not your responsibility anymore. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's damar achigil and asadarm ksaver loy also chinuch the rabbanon. Since the guy be this halacha, he's no longer on your rishos. There's no chinuch anymore. Okay, let's hold it here.